Nah, saya tidak terawih salah. The 21st juz was recited. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned just before that, that man amila salihan fali nafsihi, whoever does any good actions in this world, it is only for his own benefit. And a person who does wrong, then the harm will come to a person himself. And Allah ta'ala will never cause the slightest amount of oppression to any servant of his. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, why? Because the knowledge of everything is in the hands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. إِلَيْهِ يُرَدُّ عِلْمُ سَاعَةٍ. Even the knowledge of the hour, Qiyamah, which is only known by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that only returns back, can be referred back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. No human being knows about it. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions that one evil quality of men who do not have ta'alluq and connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is that when conditions overcome a person, then he loses وَإِمَّا سَوْ الشَّرُّ فَيَأُوسٌ قَنُوتٌ. He loses complete, he becomes completely mayus. He loses hope in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Before that he was calling out to Allah ta'ala sometimes. And now when some hard conditions overcome him, now he turns his attention to other people. And he goes, for example, to graves of awliya, etc. Other places he goes to. And he starts worshipping those besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And after Allah ta'ala removes the difficulty from him, and some goodness comes to him, لَيَقُولَنَّ هَذَا لِي. He says, no, that I was worthy of this year. I made an effort for it. That is why it has come to me. So these are the qualities of the disbelievers, those who do not believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and they've got complete doubt in the akhirat. So Allah ta'ala protect us and save us from such qualities. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala at the end of the surah mentions that Allah ta'ala will show his signs fil afaqi wa fi anfusihim, in the outwardly and inside every human being also. As people go later on in life, new discoveries people will make, it will become more and more clear as the truthfulness of Islam. Unfortunately, people see the clear signs of Allah's Qudra, the truthfulness of the Quran Sharif. So many things maybe 100 years ago, 200 years ago, people couldn't understand. In today's time, so many things have become easy for a person to understand of the Quran, etc. Certain things which Allah Ta'ala has mentioned, certain ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it's supposed to have created more yaqeen and conviction in the hearts of people. Unfortunately, people use the same things and they go away from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah says, we will continue showing the people signs of Allah Ta'ala's Qudra and Allah Ta'ala's power. If you look into yourself also, you will see it. And in the atmosphere around a person also, yeah, he will see all of these things. And he will know, حَتَّى يَتَبَيْنَ لَهُمْ أَنَّهُ الْحَقِّ. It will become clear to the people that what the Quran has said, what the wahi and revelation of Allah Ta'ala is definitely the reality, it is the truth. The next surah is Surah Shura. Yeah, also all of these surahs which start with Hamim. Most of them we find immediately after Hamim, Allah mentions about the Quran Sharif, about wahi and revelation. So the ulama say that all of these surahs, Allah is giving da'wah towards the Quran Sharif. But in different aspects, in this surah, ya Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the da'wah is giving and saying that this wahi and revelation hasn't come to only Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. All the past Anbiya alayhi salatu wa sallam got the same revelation also. So why are you in doubt about it? How you accepted the past Anbiya alayhi salatu wa sallam, accept this revelation. Allah sent the Quran Sharif down, O Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, so you must warn the people of Makkah Mukarramah and around Makkah Mukarramah, means throughout the world, for the day of Qiyamah, la rayba fihi, in which there is no doubt. Remember on that day, fariqun fil jannah wa fariqun fil sa'ir. One group will be in Jannat and one group will be in the fire of Jahannam. So a person must see now which group he is amongst, which effort he is making towards the people of Jannat. And if he is not making that effort, then obviously he is going to the other place. Allah Ta'ala mentions that this wahi and revelation has come to all Anbiya alayhi salatu wa salam, Ibrahim alayhi salam, Musa alayhi salam, Isa alayhi salatu wa salam, and they all came with the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, tawheed, obedience to the Anbiya alayhi salatu wa salam, and akhirat, the life of the year after. They have brought a similar message. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions that one reason why a person does not accept it is because of love of this world. So Allah says, whoever intends his object of life is the akhirat, nazid lahu fi harsi, we will increase for him in his crops, in his harvesting, in the efforts which he is making. But a person wants this worldly life, the crops of this, the benefits of this worldly life, du'ti minha, only some portion of it will grant it to him. Wa ma lahu fil akhirati min naseeb, in the year after there is no portion for that person. So really the business of akhirat is the person that's one, he gets 700 back in return, and much, much more also. And this world, a person makes so much of effort, and he gets a small amount of benefit, and that also some of the portions what he wanted. Man always has got greed for more and more, but he will never get that in this world. That is only for the akhirat where a person can fulfill every desire of his. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, remember that ma utitu min shayin, whatever you have been granted in this world, from a ta'ul hayati dunya, it is only some good, as Hazrat mentioned the other day, it's like cloth which a person is using for necessity of this worldly life. But whatever is by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, khairun, it is far, far better in quality and in quantity. Wa'abqa, it will remain forever and forever. For who? For people who have got qualities. What are the qualities of the people who are prepared to accept wahi and revelation will take benefit, and they do not make the object of this world the object of life. Allah mentions few qualities. Number one, they have got iman within themselves. Number two, they put their full trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Number three, they stay away from major sins and all kinds of immorality, immodesty. And even though immorality is part of major sins, but Allah Ta'ala mentioned it separately. So in today's time especially, we know that one is vulgarity, a person uses a vulgar word, and then all kinds of immorality, whether it is homosexuality, lesbianism, masturbation, breaking the laws of hijab and parda, all of this comes in fawahish, all immoral actions, zina, fornication, adultery, all of this is a person who will abstain, is a person whose object of life is akhirat, she will abstain from all kinds of immoral actions. And وَإِذَا مَا غَضِبُهُمْ يَغْفِرُونَ, when they become angry, then they very easily forgive people. They do not keep things in their heart, and they vent their anger, but they learn to forgive. And also, as I mentioned earlier also, that one is easy to forgive people outside, but a person forgives his wife, or he forgives the family people, where it's easy for a person to vent his anger. This is where his kamal and perfection. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, a person who controls his anger, and he's got the ability to vent his anger, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the day of Qiyamah will allow him, for every time he swallowed his anger, in the whole of creation Allah will call him, and Allah will tell him, you can choose any of the khurz of Jannah, which a person desires. This is when a person will control his anger. Another hadith says, whoever controls his anger, مَلَأَ اللَّهُ قَلْبَهُ أَمْنًا وَإِيمَانًا, Allah ta'ala will fill up that person's heart with safety and with iman. The person will feel comfort, itminan, he will get peace of mind, contentment of heart, and he will get the reality of iman. Allah will pull up for a person when a person learns to control his anger. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, the person who immediately, as Allah ta'ala gives a command, istajabu li rabbihim, they accept the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They are very particular with their salah. The matters they always make mashwara, they do not rely on their own rise. My opinion, whatever I say goes, but they are always making mashwara, and they are discussing the matters with other people, taking the mashwara and guidance from other people. So then inshallah, by means of this, Allah protects the person from many evils. And whatever Allah has granted to them, they spend in the part of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, a portion of that. And when some oppression has overcome them, then yantasirun, his permission is given, that they take revenge sometimes. But Allah ta'ala says, فَمَنْ عَفَى وَأَصْلَحَ فَأَجْرُهُ عَلَى اللَّهِ, a person who forgives, he overlooks, and he corrects the matter, his reward is by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But a person can take, some ulama say, at times it's better to take revenge. For example, if a person has done wrong to you, and definitely he will continue doing wrong to other people, he's not going to stop his evil action. He committed, for example, murder, you can forgive him. If father kill your father or your brother, Islamically it's permissible for a person to overlook. But you know he's a murderer, he's a person, he's not going to stop. He's going to continue murdering other people. So now it's better for a person to take revenge at that time, he must be killed, so he doesn't cause harm to other people. But if he does a mistake, and now you overlook him, inshallah, there's great hope, he's showing remorse, then the reward is far, far greater. This was the way of the great Anbiya alayhim salatu wasalam. Allah says, وَلَمَنْ صَبَرَ وَخَفَرَ, a person who has the quality of sabr, and he forgives, then this is amongst the works of great himmat and courage, that a person he overlooks and he forgives people. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, at the end of the surah, mentions one great bounty of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is of giving children. That Allah ta'ala says, يَهَبُ لِمَنْ يَشَاءُ إِنَاثًا, whoever Allah wants to, Allah grants them daughters. يَهَبُ, Allah used the word, hiba is a gift. Allah gives a person a daughter. And those who Allah wishes, Allah grants them sons. And some people Allah Ta'ala grants them boys and girls, both of them together. وَيَجْعَلُ مَنْ يَشَاءُ أَقِيمًا, whoever Allah wants to, Allah Ta'ala makes them barren. They don't have any children at all. So first the ulama say that مِنْ يُمْنِ الْمَرْأَةِ تَبْكِيرُهَا بِأُنْثَى, amongst the good fortune of a woman is that the first child she gives birth to is a woman. Why they mentioned this is because in the times of jahiliyyah and ignorance, to give birth to a girl was regarded as very evil, and people used to become upset. Some of in the next surah Allah Ta'ala mentions how their faces become black, and they actually kill a small child, innocent child. And in today's time, unfortunately, with abortion, how many millions and millions of children every year are killed because zina and adultery have become common. So people will kill that innocent child. On the day of Qiyamah, a person will be held responsible for taking the life of an innocent person. But anyhow, so Allah mentions it's a great gift from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala when Allah grants daughters. That is why here in the Quran, against the normal tarteeb, Allah mentions daughters first. And what a great gift is it from the side of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah ta'ala also mentions that whoever Allah wants to, Allah makes them barren. Allah ta'ala doesn't grant them children. Innahu alimun qadir. Allah has got full knowledge. And Allah knows exactly why He gives certain people children, certain people boys, girls, certain people He doesn't give children to them. And Allah has got the qudrat and the power to give however He wants to. So Allah ta'ala can give, but Allah ta'ala knows for a person. As Mawlana Masoodullah rahmatullah alayhi used to say, that to have children in today's time is a ni'mat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And not to have children is a rahmat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They have both ways. If a person sees I don't have children also, it's also a rahmat of Allah ta'ala. Because the jihad of the time is to bring up one's children in the right way. And if Allah grants a person, it's a ni'mat and a bounty of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So there are many people who do not have children also. And a very simple solution for that also is adoption, which is shariat is placed. And that the amount of virtues mentioned for adoption in Islam, subhanAllah, is extremely great. And the Sahaba radiallahu anhum, how they loved to adopt children, the orphans, looking after orphans. Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu anhu, not even eat one meal at all without having an orphan at his dastarkhan. When they read the virtues, Nabi Islam said, I and the person who will look after an orphan will be like this in Jannah. And he put his fingers together, so close. That is why many Sahaba radiallahu anhum, they would even adopt. Because they used to go in jihad, parents used to pass away, they would look after these children. So this is another avenue Allah Ta'ala has opened up for a person also who is barren, they do not have children. The way of adoption also is opened up in Islam. And there are great virtues, but we should ask the ulama ikram how it should be done. Examples, so that the masail of hijab, etc. are not compromised later on. There are ways to do it. And then inshallah it becomes very easy for a person to have children in this way. Yeah. So Allah hasn't given him children, but other people have got children or they have passed away. It's a wonderful opportunity for a person. And the hadith says also that even if it's other outside person, even your own inward family members, example your brother passed away, to look after his children, there's also the virtues of the orphan. Great virtues are mentioned for it. Allah Ta'ala give us true understanding. The next surah is Surah Zukhruf, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned the great the kudrat and the power of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions about the people who are the worshippers of idols, etc. And they worship angels. And they call them the daughters of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah says, you don't like daughters for yourself, but you're attributing this to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions that this world has got no value in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If Allah wanted to, He would have made the houses of the kuffar and disbelievers made of silver and gold. Their houses and their roofs and their stairs which are going up and everything which they are reclining upon out of gold and silver. But if it wasn't for the fear that all the people would have become kuffar and disbelievers, Allah would have granted the kuffar. The hadith of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, if this world was equal to the wing of a mosquito, Allah would not have given the kuffar even one drop of water to drink. This world has got no value at all in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah says, in kullu dhalika lamma mata'u al-hayati dunya. It is only the things of this worldly life, the possessions, which a person will utilize for a short while. Wal akhiratu 'inda rabbika lil muttaqin. The akhirat, the life of the year after, is for the muttaqin, is for the people of piety. It is by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And if you turn away from the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then shaitan becomes a companion of that person. And then eventually he stops the person from the right path. And the person actually starts thinking he's on the right path, but he's gone far away from the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is the harm of turning away from the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As the person makes the dhikr of Allah ta'ala, he is reminded all the time. And shaitan leaves that person and that does not affect that person. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala thereafter mentions about Fir'aun and how he thought he was such a great person. He had the rivers flowing under his feet. But this was of no benefit. Eventually, the same river destroyed Fir'aun. And then on the day of Qiyamah, what will happen? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, لَخِلَّهُ يَوْمَئِذٍ بَعْضُهُمْ لِبَعْضٍ عَدُوٌ. Friends on the day of Qiyamah will be enemies of one another. All the friendships the person had in this world, they will have hatred for one another, enmity for one another. إِلَّا الْمُتَّقِينَ. Except those who had got the quality of taqwa. Look at who your friends are. الرَّجُلُ عَلَى دِينِ خَلِيلِهِ. A man is on the deen of his friend. Every person must see exactly who he befriends. On the day of Qiyamah, al-mar'u ma'a man ahabba, a person will wake up on the day of Qiyamah with those people whom he loves. So a person must see who he loves, who is his friendship with, and he will understand exactly what his deen, the condition of his deen is, what will be his condition on the day of Qiyamah. The next surah is Surah Dukhan. This also Allah Ta'ala is inviting people towards the Quran Sharif. And Allah Ta'ala mentions that this, in this world and the year after also, disgrace and embarrassment for a person who did not follow the wahi and revelation of the Quran Sharif. Allah Ta'ala mentions how Allah Ta'ala sent down the Quran Sharif in a very mubarak and blessed night, ulama say the night of Qadr, in which all matters are decided by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is why it's the night of making dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. All the matters for the coming year will be decided. So a person should turn his attention to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the greater bounty of the Quran Sharif was revealed on this night also. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions about Fir'aun, that he and his people were not prepared to accept revelation, and how eventually they were destroyed. They had a lot of power, but Allah Ta'ala said all of that power was taken away. Those who were slaves became the leaders, and those who were leaders now became completely destroyed. Allah Ta'ala made other people in place of them. All the beautiful palaces and gardens and the plantations which they had and the bounties which they were living in and enjoying themselves, they were all taken away from those things. And now Allah Ta'ala put other people in there. فَمَا بَكَتْ عَلَيْهِمُ السَّمَاءُ وَالْأَرْضُ. Neither the heavens or the earth is crying over these people, because they have nothing within themselves. On the other hand, a man of Allah, a friend of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when he leaves this world, the heavens start crying also for him, the earth start crying for that person. He made sajda on me, what a great person he was. So the earth start crying for him, and the heavens start crying for that person also, that this person, all his good amal and actions were going up, now no more is coming up to us. So they also start crying for them, for that person. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about Jannat and Jahannam, that in Jahannam, the severe punishments in Jahannam, Allah ta'ala protect us. Whenever we hear about Jahannam, or a person sees any evil sight, you're walking somewhere, you see an evil sight, you see a snake, you see a scorpion, it's immediately think of the azab of the qabr, the punishment of the grave. And Allah has made these examples for us so we can understand what exactly the punishment of the grave is, what a scorpion is. You see somebody who gets a bite, a snake bite, how he suffers. It must make a person understand that this world is just a taste of what is in the year after. So immediately whenever you see any evil sight, think about Jahannam and ask Allah Ta'ala protection. Allahumma inni a'udhu bika min azabi Jahannam. Ya Allah, save me from the fire of Jahannam. And whenever you see any good sights, you are driving, you see a beautiful garden, you see some beautiful scenery and trees and gardens, a beautiful house, a palace, a mansion, then a person reads, ask Allah Ta'ala, Allah give me Jannat. Allahumma inni as'aluka al-Jannah wa ma qarraba ilayha min qawlin wa amal. Oh Allah, grant me Jannat, and whatever good actions or speech will take me close towards Jannat. So all of these things in this world must remind a person of Akhirat. In the Quran, Allah mentions this coming in Surah Waqiyah also. When you see fire, نَحْنُ جَعَلْنَاهَا تَذْكِرَةً. Allah has made it as a means of a reminder for a person. When you see a fire, immediately think about the fire of Jahannam. As when people in the past used to cook and they used to see the fire, and they would ask Allah Ta'ala that, Ya Allah, protect us from the fire of Jahannam. Or they see their mother is putting the fire, making a fire, putting the sticks inside, the small sticks and the big sticks. That one pious person said, one small child was crying. The person asked him, why are you crying? He said, I see my father, my mother putting the sticks. First she puts the small sticks inside, then she puts the big sticks. So I'm thinking, I am a small child. Allah will put me first in the fire of Jahannam. So immediately remind me towards Akhirat. Allah make us among those people. In the last surah is Surah Jatiya, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions also about Izzat and Zillat. Honor really is in following the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and disgrace is in disobeying the commands of Allah ta'ala, going against the commands of Allah ta'ala. If a person studies this surah in great detail, one Allah ta'ala explains one important point here against atheism. Today the whole world is atheism. It has become common, the Darwin's theory of evolution. Normally in the Quran Sharif, very, very seldom Allah Ta'ala speaks against the belief of a person who doesn't believe in the existence of Allah Ta'ala, because this is something completely against logic. The signs of Allah Ta'ala's Qudrat are so much. That is why in most times the people went into what shirk, taking partners with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah Ta'ala speaks about that. But there are certain places, especially in this surah, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala starts off mentioning clear, clear signs of Allah's Qudrat and Allah's wujud, the existence of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If a person ponders how Allah created human beings, the heavens and the earth, every single animal in the surface of the earth moving about, if a person ponders, he will understand the Qudrat of Allah ta'ala, the changing of the day and the night, the water which is coming down from the heavens, and how it is giving life to the land, and the different winds, how they are moving about. Ya ayatul liqawmi yaqilun, people who have got aqal and intelligence, they will understand the clear, clear sense of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's Qudrat and the wujud and the existence of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah ta'ala mentions many other signs also, that the oceans which Allah ta'ala has made and how the ships are moving in there, and then the whatever is in the heavens and the earth, Allah has made it tabi and subservient to human beings, so they can use these things and they can find they take benefit from it and understand the great Qudrat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah ta'ala made the sharia thereafter, so it's easy for a person, fattabi'ha, follow it. وَلَا تَتَّبِعَ أَهْوَاءَ الَّذِينَ لَا يَعْلَمُونَ. Do not follow the desires of those people who have got no knowledge at all. Whatever they are saying, they are just out of from their minds. They have made up conjecturing these things. And they will not have benefit you in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the least. But and then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, we have created the heavens and the earth for a purpose. And every person will be recompensed in the year after according to the actions which he had done. أَفَرَأَيْتَ مَنِ اتَّخَذَ إِلَاهُ هَوَى. Have you seen the person who has made his God or his desires his God? Whatever his desire comes within his desires, he has made them his God. And despite having knowledge, outward knowledge of this worldly things, he sees all of the things. Allah Ta'ala has made that person misguided. And Allah has placed a seal on his ears and his heart. And Allah has put a veil in front of his gazes. So after this day, who can guide a person? A person is not prepared to accept. And what do they say in this world? In here, illa hayatun ad-dunya. It's nothing but this worldly life of ours. We live and we die. It is the object of this coming to enjoy ourselves. Wa ma yuhlikuna illa ad-dahr. Nothing will destroy us but time. That's why they are called Dahriya. People just believe in time. That the atheists are called Dahriya in Arabic language. So here the word Dahar comes. Only time will destroy us. وَمَا لَهُمْ بِذَٰلِكَ مِنْ عِلْمٍ. They do not have any knowledge at all, Allah Ta'ala says. إِنُّمْ إِلَّا يَذْبُنُوا. They are just conjecturing, making up stories. That weekend there was a big bang. Did anyone witness it? Was he there at that time when the whole world was a big bang? or he saw the monkey, human beings came from a monkey and they started changing. The person witnessed this. From where has he got this? What is his proof for this here? Allah says, it's all conjecture. Whatever proofs they've got also is all lies and fabrications. And when the eyes of Allah Ta'ala read to these people, they say, no, they got no proof at all. They say, if you believe there's something like Akhirat, bring our forefathers back to life. You want to see it. Tell them, O Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, Allah is the one who has given you life. Allah will give you death. And Allah will gather you on the day of Qiyamah. Then Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala says, on the day of Qiyamah, you will see every ummah lying on his knees in embarrassment, like a prisoner, how he's put on his knees. And he will be called to his book of records, and he will be recompensed in that way. And the kitab will be speaking against a person. Whatever action a person had done in this world was written down, and he'll have all the proofs against him. But those people who had iman, they did good actions, Allah will enter them into his rahmat and mercy. And this is the complete success, the open success. On the other hand, the disbelievers, they did not believe in the akhirah. When it was said to them that the promise of Allah Ta'ala is true, Qiyamah is a reality, they said, we do not know what Qiyamah. We're just loving to enjoy our lives in this world. Whatever they had was conjecture. وَمَا نَحْنُ بِمُسْتَيْقِنِينَ We are إِنَّ ذُنُّ إِلَّا ذَنَّا وَمَا نَحْنُ بِمُسْتَيْقِنِينَ Allah Ta'ala, they said, we have got yaqeen and conviction in the akhirah. These are his thoughts. On the day of Qiyamah, all of these things will become apparent to a person. And what he was laughing about, what he was mocking, it will completely encompass that person, that punishment. And it will be said to that person that how you forgot meeting this day of Qiyamah. Today we will forget you people. Your final abode will be the fire of Jahannam. There won't be any helper for you. Because you took the eyes of Allah Ta'ala as a play and a pastime. And this worldly life deceived you. You had made that the object of your life. So Allah Ta'ala protect and save us in today's time, especially with our youngsters going to the schools and universities. And where this is promoted as a way of life and as an aqidah and a belief. And how many of our youngsters, every few days the ulama are getting called. My child is becoming an atheist. My child is getting wrong thoughts. What is the solution for it? Can you please speak to him? But we are putting him in the den of Jahannam, and then we are expecting that person's iman to be safe. Allah Ta'ala protect and save us and keep us steadfast in our iman. We have to make a lot of dua for ourselves, our children, and make the correct effort upon them. Allah give us true understanding.